WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Virginians, vote. And we have a look at the city-county divide, of the power of millennials, and the effects of redistricting on your ballot. CBS says Lieutenant Governor Fairfax's defamation suit is an attempt to silence his accusers. And Virginia's Wallops Island Flight Facility sends more supplies to the International Space Station. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, November 5th. Today's legislative elections in Virginia will determine whether Democrats gain control of the General Assembly for the first time in more than two decades. Virginia is one of only four states with legislative elections this year, and the only one in which partisan control is up for grabs. Republicans currently have slim majorities in both the House and the Senate. Governor Ralph Northam, a Democrat, is not up for election this year. Polls are open today from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Each voter will need to bring a photo ID. Anyone not already registered will not be able to vote. Virginia does not allow same-day registration. Many Virginians may not recognize the names on their ballot today. Hundreds of thousands of voters are in a new district this year. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
According to an analysis by the Virginia Public Access Project, almost half a million Virginians were affected by redistricting. General Assembly seats from Virginia Beach to Richmond were redrawn this summer through a court-ordered plan to rectify racial gerrymandering. That's created more competitive races and also more split precincts.
Some people in a precinct now will vote for one House of Delegates member and some will vote for another.
Edgardo Cortez is the former commissioner of Virginia's Department of Elections.
The people working in the polling place will just have to be very mindful of making sure that people are getting the right ballot.
Election officials say voters can help them out by looking up their ballot ahead of time. And although many voters live in a new district, most polling places have not changed. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Millennials, people who are between the ages of 18 and 35, are fast becoming the largest single voting bloc in the electorate. The age group represents the majority of new voter registrations in Virginia over the past few months. From VPM News, Megan Pauley reports.
Over 20,000 Virginians under the age of 35 registered to vote in September alone. It's the age range that Richard Garzola with Next Gen America is working to mobilize in Virginia over a number of issues.
So it could be criminal justice reform. We could be talking about women's rights, civil rights.
Garzola says the group has visited a number of college campuses across the Commonwealth this year, with a focus on historically black colleges and universities most recently. They're now shifting their attention from voter education and registration to voter turnout, and even helping pay for Uber rides for students voting off campus. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
Voters in counties will see sheriffs and prosecutors on the ballot today, but voters in cities will not. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains why.
Cities and counties in Virginia don't always get along with each other. An urban-rural divide that includes separate election cycles for sheriffs and prosecutors. Voters in counties will be electing sheriffs and commonwealth's attorneys this year. Voters in cities will not. And you might be asking yourself, why?
Well, they've always done it that way. They were inventing it on the fly.
That's Brent Tarter, historian at the Library of Virginia.
I get questions all the time about why do they do it that way? Well, it arose that way. They didn't plan it that way. It's like a weed.
Like a weed because it grew without a plan. And he says there's no reason why cities and counties have separate election cycles, but he says it dates back to the creation of elected sheriffs and prosecutors back in the 1850s, a time when Virginia also started electing governors and other statewide offices. And right from the start, he says cities and counties had different election cycles for sheriffs and commonwealth's attorneys.
It is not easy. It makes no sense, but that's just the way that it is.
So this week, look for election returns for races for sheriffs and commonwealth's attorneys in counties. Cities, on the other hand, won't have those elections until 2021. Michael Pope.
CBS says Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax's defamation lawsuit against the network is an attempt to silence his accusers. CBS asked a federal judge in Alexandria to toss out a $400 million lawsuit filed by Fairfax, characterizing the lawsuit as a SLAP suit, that stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. In court papers filed Friday, CBS said it accurately reported the accusations against Fairfax by Vanessa Tyson and Meredith Watson. Fairfax, a Democrat, accused CBS News of reporting the allegations to fit a preconceived narrative that implied his guilt. He claims CBS ignored facts that would have led it to doubt the veracity of his accuser's claims. Fairfax says the sexual encounters were consensual. Finally today, Virginia's Wallops Island Flight Facility has just sent another Antares rocket and Cygnus spacecraft to resupply the International Space Station. Charles Fishburne with VPM News reports.
The resupply mission to the International Space Station left early Saturday morning on an important anniversary.
Saturday's launch was pretty significant because it is also the anniversary of 20 years ago, people permanently on the space station.
NASA's Keith Kohler says it's just the beginning of a very busy schedule for Virginia's space portal. This mission carries supplies, a new vest to protect astronauts from extreme radiation in space, some mice to see how phases of light and dark can affect liver health, and the first ever space oven to cook chocolate chip cookies in space. Until now, most food has been reheated with hot water. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Tuesday, and happy voting.